Hey guys, Will Durst here, trying to sort out the winners from the losers in the big budget showdown on Capitol Hill last week. It was gunfight at the DC Corral, but exactly who constituted the good guys and who represented the no good rustlers or the public trust all depends on your point of view. Neither the Republicans nor the Democrats ended up with everything they wanted, which usually indicates a healthy compromise. But as we all know, the word compromise is not in the teabagger vocabulary. And when you consider their plans to finance further tax cuts for the rich by firing Head Start teachers, apparently neither of the words compassion, opportunity, or reason. This was also the president's chance to prove his ability to facilitate. He's always been smoother than a baby's butt dipped in a polyurethane bath. The question was always his backbone. Not whether he had one. No, the dispute was always about its ingredients. The boniness of his backbone. The bonacity of his spine. Was it the consistency of lime jello with carrot shreds forgotten in the backseat of a station wagon in New Mexico on an August afternoon? Or made out of some sterner stuff? We need our scientists to develop a measure of bone density. On one end, you'd have Charlie Sheen's capacity for nuance, and on the other, Rand Paul's skull. But this crisis was an opportunity for both sides, and the president exhibited distinct signs of calcium growth. Of course, we're talking about an ongoing process. If you think the budget battles are over, you're as wrong as the financing for our new condo complex in Vegas. This was just a rehearsal. And the stakes get higher next time around. We're going to play chicken with the economy again and use bigger cars. You got to admit, though, one thing you didn't see a lot of was video footage of Democratic congressmen leading chants of shut it down. Things that make you say, For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.